Case number 9673, J.M.Y. Parker Family LP, northeast of U.S. Route 113, southwest corner of Road 83, a variance from the front yard setback requirement. Your name and address?
John H. Parker, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for these two variances?
Yes.
Okay, please.
I have them with me. It's a minister and a member of the Gideons. And I just want to get this. They want to sell some seafood. The minister needs a back operation. He has 80%. So they came to me, and I met them in Virginia. Mm-hmm. Become good friends with them. It's just a little 10 by 12 building. It sits under the sign. You don't see it. You're going to clean it up. It's got it there now if we get permission. And they just use it on a Friday and Saturday. They have all their license. Bob Davison from Department of Health, they have that license approved from the Farm Marshal, and just need the variance so we're legal where it's at. It was 40 foot when I bought the property 25 years ago, but it's changed. We would be legal, you know, when I bought it.
When you come back.
Their monetary gain to me is none. I'm letting them have it for try to help them out. So, any question?
What's the purpose of subdividing it?
We're not subdividing it. Just permission to put a little 10 by 12 shed, portable shed.
What's your hours today? Your hours to run that?
About 9 o'clock to 5, you know.
That'd be 12 months a year, or?
So, winter time, Jeff, they probably won't be able to run it.
Just summertime.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman.
And the seafood's available. And they have got quite a few people that really, been able to do it for a little while, being able to add this variance, and the people just love what they're doing and their product.
Okay. Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
This is actually just for the setbacks on the shed. For running the business, he would actually have to go through conditional use to go through the commission. Yes, he has to go through that for, if you approve the shed, he's got to file conditional use for the business.
Okay.
So I didn't want you to get confused thinking that this is for the business, no, it's only for the shed for setbacks.
It's setback only, that word.
That's correct.
Okay.
What's on the parcel now?
Mobile home, right. It's all subdivided. Where we are, it's very unusual. It comes right to a point. And there's a sign I have there, or billboard, and it just sits right there in front of the billboard.
So it's zoned commercial, has a mobile home on it?
It had mobile home sales. It's been mobile home sales for, I guess, 15 years or so.
Mr. Chairman, it's where Oakwood Homes, Millsboro, Oakwood Homes, sitting on that lot, and there's a billboard, and the shed's right beside the billboard.
And I have at least two Oakwood, and I have their permission to do it if it's approved, sir.
That's been going on for a while. I mean, it had going for a while.
I'm sorry?
It's been going for a while.
Yes, it's been in operation for some time now.
But you do understand what Dawn was telling you, this is for the setback only, these variances, that you'll have to go to the Planning and Zoning Commission?
To set it in there.
For conditional, conditional use on this, right?
You need a conditional use to operate the business. This is just for setbacks only for the shed.
This is just, okay, I didn't understand that.
It's a two-step process.
If we were to give you this, that you was ready to go. So I wanted you to make sure that you understood what she had said.
Okay, but we still have to go.
Okay. Well, actually, no. I'm sorry, not a conditional use. Commercial property. Do a commercial site plan and get all your agency approvals. I'm sorry about that. Okay. Yes.
That's the way I understood it was a commercial. I had Chuck Adams out there to run the lines, make sure we were right. And it's about 43 foot, actually, instead of 40. It's about 43 and then 15 on Sussex side lumber. course, it's there in that point, you know, we're baked. There's a lot of room there, really, anyhow. I mean, there's a lot of room.
That's right, and also DLDOT approval.
Yeah, that first, right?
Yes, got to get DLDOT's approval, too.
And that first.
How long a period are they going to be there in this?
It's just really 2 days a week. I mean, weather.
How many years? Is this something that they're going to?
It's probably just won't be permanent, no, forever. I mean,
right.
I wouldn't want it. I'm doing it to help them, and it's presentable shed. Especially once we get that canvas, that we get the permit, then put a little shed and, or just a little roof there for the people if it's raining, you know.
So 6 months a year, would that be? 6 months a year be good?
Well, enough? I'd rather have it longer than a year if I've got to go through conditional use, you know.
No, wasn't the question. Yeah.
That's 6 months per year.
6 months
Oh,
per
I
year.
Would say yes. That would be the average, yes.
That'd be enough.
Yes, I understood. Misunderstood your question.
6 months a year, all you would need it for.
Yes. It's not something I'd want, just permanent. I'm not asking for that. I mean,
okay.
It's just a portable shed. I mean, just sitting on a portable block. You can take a forklift up and move it any time. It's 10 by 12.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Cade?
No, sir.
I have one for Don. What did you say that he has to have from?
Well, I was thinking something else. It'll be a site plan approval with all your agency approval. So you got to go through DLDOT, Fire Marshal, all your agency approval.
Fire Marshal, I have now.
DLDOT.
DLDOT. Shouldn't be any problem. I've got a commercial, but Lord knows.
Okay.
And submit a site plan to the county for approval.
And Chuck has started. Like I say, after I talked to Don today, I filled the application. I went on Chuck Adams' office and had him run the corner, so make sure we were with what I was asking for, so it would.
Okay. Mr. Mills, any questions? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 9674 under advisement. 73, I'm sorry.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 9673 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning.
Thank you, Mr. Howell.
Okay?